again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 18th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of Paula Danziger, born Washington, D.C., 1944, author of many books for young adults, including The Cat Ate My Gym Suit and Can You Sue Your Parents for Malpractice? It's the birthday of Sonia Levitin, born in Berlin, 1934, who took what little we know about the Roanoke Island Colony and wrote Roanoke, a novel of the lost colony, a coming-of-age story about a 16-year-old orphan who falls in love with a Native American girl. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer Brian Aldiss, Norfolk, England, 1925, author of Super Toys Last All Summer Long, which was the basis for the Steven Spielberg movie A.I. It's the birthday of explorer Meriwether Lewis of Lewis and Clark. He was born just outside Charlottesville, Virginia, 1774, the more quiet and intellectual of the pair, who kept meticulous journals and recorded everything that they saw on their trip, prairie dogs and grizzly bears and Native American tribes. And when the account of the Lewis and Clark expedition was collected and published, most of the words in it were Mr. Lewis's. He also brought back live specimens, 4 magpies, 1 sharp-tailed grouse, and 1 black-tailed prairie dog, who lived the rest of their lives in the nation's capital. Here's a poem for today by Twyla Hansen entitled Hailstorm, 1965, with an inscription from the Weather Channel, a Q&A. What is the largest hailstone in the U.S.? Answer, there have been 6 reports of hailstones 8 inches in diameter. Hailstorm, 1965. It was the summer I turned 16. One brother was soon to be married, and we'd sold the farm. I remember wanting desperately to be kissed. Everything wavered on some kind of edge. Elm trees, a graceful dome over the dusty streets. Nothing to warn, only cumulonimbus clouds in the afternoon, intense updrafts, sky hazed sulfur green, hail starting as crystalline seeds that grew to marble size, geometrically then to the size of softballs, clattering heavy against metal, wood, glass, against the only small world we knew. All the west windows in the high school, every roof, field corn stripped down to stubs, lives shattered that day by crop failure, gouges, even holes in the ground. There had never been any guarantee. Always there is a risk, a gamble, hard choices to make. My oldest brother and I scooped out stones that ripped through the ragtop of his 62 Impala. I can't imagine hail the size of a melon. Somehow, that day, I sensed that youth had dissipated, that through the vapor of downed leaves and broken branches, there would always be another crisis, another close call. And yet, there was something more out there, circling the open road where I drove west, my oldest brother dozing in the passenger seat, my learner's permit in tow, 80 on I-90 toward Missoula, toward the end of what we know now as innocence. A poem, Hailstorm, 1965, by Twyla Hansen, from her collection Potato Soup, published by the Backwaters Press of Omaha, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well Do good work. Keep in touch.